feeling so good, should have been a crime. Crowd was cool, band was prime. They made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, they run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, they run. All we need is a tin and a fiber, a car, a key, and a sober drive. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, they run. Said B-double-E-double-R-U-N, they run.
Yeah, boy, howdy. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. It's Todd Snyder right here on 98.3 The Penguin. You know we love a good segue here in the Bob King Igloo, and we thought that song would be very fitting to welcome our local voices, special guest, Brandon Walker. He's the VP of Sales of Untappd. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bo. Thank you for having me. Yeah. Doing phenomenally.
We do. We appreciate you stopping by here. This is one of the highlights of my job, man. I get to kind of shed a light on a local voice, movers and shakers here in the community, in addition to spreading live music over the airwaves. Tell us about Untappd. What is it?
Awesome. Good question. So, yeah, I'm here on behalf of Untappd, which is historically a beer app where people can go in, review, rate beers that they've had, talk about different venues that they've gone to visit, different businesses in town. You think of all the bars, bottle shops, breweries we have going on. Unfortunately, lately it's turned into more of a discovery tool, shifting to more of a local focus and bringing to light some of the businesses. In fact, we have 30 partners here in Wilmington that are taking advantage of the app, really trying to connect with users to come visit, see what kind of beers they have on, what events they're hosting around town. Make your and my Friday and Saturday night a whole lot more fun.
A whole lot more fun. So what an exciting time to be alive right now, to be where you are, kind of discovering your career. You've got a burgeoning beer scene right here in Wilmington. And then, of course, this Untappd, which is somewhat connected to Next Glass. You guys are downtown, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Next Glass was actually where I started with. We merged with Untappd back in January of 2016, so it's been about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Untappd was actually founded in L.A., New York. Once that merger occurred, we moved everybody down here to downtown Wilmington. So
did they come kicking and screaming? Sorry to interrupt. I mean, come on, you're moving it to the beach. It's like, yes.
Yeah, right. It wasn't too much of a push and a pull to get people out here for sure. So.
Right.
So we're lucky to be right downtown, 21 South Front Street. We have a big sign. We've had people wander in thinking we're a bar because our logo is a couple of beer bottles, but unfortunately that's not the case.
Yeah. But you're very helpful for area restaurants and bars. So I was in Lighthouse Beer and Wine the other day, and I saw the flat screen there, and I'm thinking, man, these I see the pictures in the digital screen with the beer prices, but a little description. Tell us what the consumer may see, whether they go into Lighthouse or any of your other accounts. How does that kind of connect?
Great question. So in addition to the app where, like I was talking about, we can go in and find local businesses that have cool stuff, cool beers going on. We also have what we call digital beer displays, where these businesses like Lighthouse, like Bombers Downtown, can put in a TV, and we actually offer them an array of different styles and themes for them to list their beers with, like you said, prices. And people can actually see themselves popping up as they're checking in beers on Untappd. You can see events that this business has going on. So the way that's tied up is, from the business's perspective, they can easily manage their beers, let people like you and I know what they have. And as our users go into those venues, they can see what's available right above the bar rather than having to try and dig through, bug the bartender.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to, we're talking with Brandon Walker, VP of Sales for Untappd. I want to dig in just a bit to what the kind of the consumer interface is if you download the Untappd app and how you use it and potential push notifications in a few. But I figure we'll hand it over to Van Morrison. Nobody said it best. This is Stop Drinking That Wine. Lock it in. It's up right now on the Penguin.
Stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. You gotta stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. If you don't stop drinking that wine, it's gonna poison your mind. You gotta stop drinking that wine, sonny boy. If you drink champagne, it's gonna be better for you. If you drink champagne, it's gonna be better for you.
on your mind. You gotta stop drinking that wine, Sonny boy.
That is Van the Man Morrison. The voice is unmistakable. You better stop drinking that wine, Sonny boy. It says nothing about good craft beer, local draft as well, which segues us right back into our discussion with Brandon Walker. He's the VP of sales for the local startup Untappd, which is spelled, by the way, UNTAPPD.
Correct.
No E in there. It's primarily, this is an app for your phone, right? In terms of the consumer that's listening right now, if they go download it, and again, Untappd without an E, what is that user experience like?
Yeah, good question. We actually do also have a website, so people who aren't, you know, maybe savvy or have a smartphone can definitely go on it on their computers. But what happens is once you get into the app, into the website, the first thing that you're going to see are there are about 30 local businesses here in Wilmington that have their beer menus, events, and basically a page where people are going in, checking in, leaving reviews of the beers that they've had. So the tool is built for, you know, Bo, you and I, we can go in there, we become friends on the app. I can see what you're drinking, where you're going, what you're doing, you know, within reason. I'm not spying on you. But if we want to go get a beer together, we make it really easy to make that connection, especially with local business as well.
Right. And I know, I mean, that's a thing right now. Me and my buddies, we get together, we play poker, and that's part of the conversation. What good beer have you had? What are you digging on? You know, and it's usually about that gem that somebody found at a local bottle shop or brewery around here.
Yeah, you and I speak the same language.
There you go. So with you being a startup, I think about, you know, the big beanbag chairs and the culture down there. What kind of culture is Untappd? Got? You're like, there's no beanbag chairs. Yeah. Trust me, we're busting our butts day in and day out.
There's a broken beanbag chair, and I think that's probably reflective of the culture. You know, a startup, differently than a small business, is it's really fast growth. You know, something where I started about 2 years ago, I was a 12th employee, I think, and now we have some like 75 people on the team, and that's in about 2 years, so it's grown like crazy. The culture, most of our team is, you know, between the ages of 25 and 35, really young, hardworking, and we're really fortunate to have that down here at the beach. You know, it's easy to just go and get hung up in the summer, go spend some time with your friends, but it's cool. We're all really bought into the same goal of just seeing this app, how it's evolved and grown, and like I mentioned earlier, the shift to local, mm-hmm. and really being adherent to businesses, whether you're here in Wilmington, North Carolina, or you're in St. Petersburg, either way, local people, local businesses, and craft beer.
There you go. Brandon Walker, VP of Sales, Untappd. I'm sure you can hear it loud and clear through your speakers how passionate he is about this company. You were an intern. You saw the potential, and you truly believed in it, and you left school, correct?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How was the conversation with the parents when that happened? And clearly, this was a great decision.
Yeah. It turned out to work out all right. You know, my parents were actually super supportive of it. I've always had a big interest in entrepreneurship, so it seemed to be the next natural step for me in terms of my career growth. At first, it was definitely a little shaky. It wasn't as, you know, kind of steadfast as it is now, 2 years later. But, you know, starting off as an intern, it was just really a marketing gig, email stuff. You talked about alphabetizing CDs. It was something of the same nature. And fortunately, I just kept knocking on the door, and they gave me a shot to work on the sales team, and we grew from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people ask every now and then, they're like, well, how do I get a gig? And I said, you have to hand out a lot of T-shirts and stickers and wash a lot of station vehicles before you can. Which
any Statue of Liberty costumes, you know, standing out there waving the sign.
Plenty of penguin costumes.
Yeah, there you go.
Back in the past, for sure. What are some of the things that you love about your job?
I love the people that I work with. I know that's kind of generic and it's something you hear a lot, but I've been really fortunate to personally get to interview and hire 45 other people that I work with today. So we go into work, we all know the end goal in mind, but it's a bunch of friends taking care of business and really making a difference for ourselves and Wilmington as a community and the beer industry as a whole. It's really cool just seeing the impact over the last 2 years that all of our hard work has started to pay off in terms of I could pull out the app and see it.
We mentioned Lighthouse and a few other accounts. If you're around town, where can we find the work of Untappd? And so when people see that screen, they can kind of understand like, oh yeah, this is what we heard about.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. There are 31 different businesses here in Wilmington. So for the sake of breadth and brevity, I'm not going to run through the entire list there. But I know we have those digital beer displays, like you said, in Lighthouse. We have them in Bombers. Some other places that are verified, which means you can go find those beer menus, those events. We have the Sour Barn. We have Jack's Fifth Ave, Johnny yep. Luke's, Pinpoint are all some restaurants that are on there. Cape Fear Beer and Wine actually has the very first local badge in Wilmington, which I think I need to provide some context here. As an Untappd user, you can earn what we call digital bads, which basically outlines your beer conquering. So say you drink 5 IPAs, you visit 5 dive bars, you earn a little badge that goes nowhere but the app, but it's something to show off to your friends. And very recently, a couple of guys on my team started rolling out these local badges around the states and internationally. And Cape Fear Wine and Beer is the first one here in town. Keep an eye out for the Berserker badge once you download the Untappd app. I think Lecter, the owner there, and Mike at Cape Fear Wine and Beer would love to see you guys come in and earn those badges.
It's such a wild idea. And I know if you're listening to this and you may not be completely engaged in either social media or up to speed with drinking craft beer, what you all are doing is truly pioneering and trailblazing. It's really cool. As a local beer drinker and as someone who enjoys craft beer but still has a lot to learn, I'm excited to kind of engage and download the app and get to it. And I would say, as it was with Facebook and Instagram and any other of these apps that have exploded, at first it seems a little foreign, but the more you engage with them, the more fun it becomes.
Yeah, and fortunately there's a little lubrication to break that down, being the beer.
Yeah, so right on. Well, Brandon Walker, we do appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thank you, Bo.
We're going to be posting this interview and a whole lot more at the Local Voices page online at portcitydaily.com. We've also recorded the interview live thanks to our buddy Cullen Seward behind the telephone camera there on Facebook, so you can check that out if you only caught a little bit of it. And just a few, we're going to close out the interview with Widespread Panic and the tune Tall Boy, so lock it in right here at the Penguin.
Wilmington could be getting its first cat cafe. For PortCityDaily.com, I'm Amy Bowen. You heard correctly. It's a concept that's taken hold in other cities and is a coffee shop populated with cats, which are available for adoption. Customers can enjoy a cup of coffee with a feline friend and maybe take one home. Read today's story to find out about the Wilmington woman who's making it happen. If you're planning out that spring break trip and you're not sure what to do with your furry companion, Wilmington's dog owners can rest assured. Topsail and Nag's Head beaches in North Carolina were recently featured as two of the 10 best pet-friendly beaches in the United States.